So in the last 28 hours, we've witnessed 8 field hockey matches, a volleyball match, and we've gotten our pregame show ready Friday night for the game of the week. What a big one that is. So we're getting it done, little by little, inch by inch, mile by mile, as we come your way again on another edition of Central Region Now, an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network, the home for live high school sports in Richmond and the home for sports coverage across the metropolitan Richmond area. We have so much to talk about. It's unbelievable. But I'm going to start this edition of the podcast giving out some props where props are due, and something that doesn't normally get first billing. Normally it's at the end, you know, kind of like at the end of a sports cast where they throw a story in real quick, or a feel-good story at the end of the newscast. They never lead off with that. They got to, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. They're going to cover the, you know, the big shooting or whatever the case may be. And that's just the reality of the way we are in the world. But I want to start this edition of Central Region Now by congratulating several young ladies who have now returned safely back to the RVA after participating in the 2014 VHSL Girls State Open Golf Championships. First of all, Shannon Brooks of Madison High School is a good player. Let me put it to you that way. She shot rounds of 73 and 70 and won the championship individually by 7 strokes over her closest competitor, Ashley Dingman of South County High School up Northern Virginia. But in the Metro Richmond area, first of all, got to send out a congratulations to Celadon Ramsey at Glen Allen. She was the highest finisher among players representing the RVA in the tournament, tied for 8th. She shot an 89 Monday, a 78 Tuesday for a 2-round total of 167, tying her with Ashley Nguyen of Freedom and Megan Martin of Grassfield. Right below her, just a stroke off the pace in 11th position, Carson Durham from Dinwiddie with rounds of 85 and 83 to finish at 168. And then just a stroke behind her, Erica Whitehouse at Atlee with rounds of 79. She was in contention after day one. She fell back after shooting a 90 on day two, but she finishes with a 169. And she finishes by our quick calculation in 13th position all by herself. And then tied for 15th, Andrea Dill from Patrick Henry, the junior, with 2 consecutive rounds of 86. She was consistent, tying her at that position from Mills Godwin, Diana Domenech. Congratulations to her, both her and Dill shooting 172. Peyton Durham shot a 174, so not far behind. Monacan's Addie Parker had a dual showing, had an 87 Monday and 87 Tuesday, and she ends up with a score of 174. Congratulations to her. And finally, Shea Birch of Patrick Henry struggled a bit first day to a 98, improved to a 93 on day two, and finished at 191. So to all of our area golfers who competed in the State Girls Open Championship, our deepest and heartiest congratulations as the wrap has now officially been put on the 2014 golf season. Let's talk some cross country, if you don't mind. The tournaments were fast and furious today. 11 was underway, 12 was in, 16 was going on, 20 was going on. Conference 20 was the Midlothian Invitational, folks, and the girls race of four of the top 5 and 5 of the top 7 finishers were all from Trojan country. Patterson Levitch, the sophomore, was the champion, running in at 19:41. And Alice Babishek, whose name we've heard many a time, cross-country and track season over at Midlothian. She's a senior now. She finished 2nd, a little over 9 seconds behind her teammate. Freshman Cameron Adams, representing the future of the Trojans, she was 3rd, close to breaking that 20 mark, at 20:17 and 28. Madison Carpenter placed 5th at 20:29 and 82. And Midlothian easily won the team title. winning it handily 18-54 over Glen Allen, with Monica in third at 75. Glen Allen's highest finisher, Rebecca Fagan, the sophomore, she placed fourth at 20, 21, and 34. And a quick shout out to Allison Burns of Hanover with a good sixth place finish overall at 20, 33, and 83. And the boys, Midlothian, did the exact same thing. They came in and they swept the top to roll with the team championship. Colin Hahn won it all at 15, 46, 16. Randy Hahn right behind him, 15:57. Evan Benjamin right behind him at 16:15. It's like they planned it this way to give photographers enough time to focus on one guy, have a second to breathe, and then get ready to focus on the next guy, which is kind of funny. Zach Wilson fourth, and then Court Warfield finishing fifth. The first non-Midlothian runner to finish was from Monacan, Josh Fournier, the senior, at 16:34 and 25. Top finish for Glen Allen, Michael Carrico, the junior, at 17:20.64. That's good enough for eighth. Andrew Avery, 10th grader at Dinwiddie, top position for a generals runner today. Boys or girls, 9th place finish at 17:30.75. So that's a look at Conference 20. Conference 11 went off without a hitch today. Conference 12 went off without a hitch today. We want to congratulate the Clover Hill boys and the Manchester girls for winning the team titles over in Conference 12. Want to congratulate the Freeman boys and the Atlee girls for winning the team titles in Conference 11. And we also want to congratulate Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry boys win the Conference 16 championship in cross country, and the PH girls finish runner-up. So congratulations to Patrick Henry on those accomplishments. So now, how about we get to field hockey, shall we? It's been kind of a topsy-turvy last couple of days as we've had all of the action at all of the different venues for the tournaments going on. Yesterday, over at River City Sportsplex, we had both the Conference 12 semifinals and both the Conference 3 semifinals and the Conference 20 semifinals all taking place within just a few hours of each other. Monday, Conference 11 and Conference 14, they held their semifinal matches at area schools here on this side of the river to cut down on travel costs, ostensibly. Conference 11 played at Lee Davis. Conference 14 played at a Deep Run, if memory serves me correctly. And they all ended up at Freeman tonight, Conferences 11 and 14, that is, for their championship games. Conferences 3, 12, and 20 were over at the Sportsplex there next to Southside Speedway. First of all, in Conference 3 and 6A, congratulations to Cosby. They hold off a pesky Thomas Dale team tonight, 3-1 the final, to stay unbeaten, head into the 6A South Regional Tournament unblemished, and have that conference trophy to take back to Cosby Titan Nation. And also nice to breathe a sigh of relief, because you don't expect, not a very few people expected, you know, Thomas Dale to do as well as they did, but they really gave Cosby a match tonight. And so hats off to the Knights. That should only boost their confidence. That should not disappoint them. That should boost their confidence as they get set to hit the road for the first round of the 6A South Regions next week. In 5A South, Conference 12 across the way, Matoaka getting the job done and winning the Conference 12 championship with a win over Manchester. And that means now Matoaka, who a lot of people forget because Matoaka was kind of off and on this season, had a slow start. They were the number 4 seed in a 5-team field here in this tournament this week, which means they had to beat Bird just to get the right to play number 1 Prince George, who looked like one of the best teams in the state coming into the tournament. Lo and behold, Matoaka went back to their experience last year in their playoff run, and they knocked off Prince George. They do it again tonight in winning against Manchester, and so Matoaka is a force to be reckoned with. Atlee is their next opponent. Conference 11 runner-up versus Conference 12 champion. That'll be Monday night over at River City Sportsplex. Should be a 6 p.m. start. At the same time, the runner-up Manchester will take on the Conference 11 champions, the Henrico Warriors. Henrico gets an early goal about midway through the first half, and then they turned it over to Francis Pugh, their goalkeeper, who was named the Co-Conference 11 Player of the Year today, and for good reason. Man, can she make some saves in that box. It's unbelievable. And so congratulations to Henrico. 1-0 winners over Atlee to win the Conference 11 title. Henrico will play Manchester Monday in the 5A South Region quarterfinals. Conference 14 we covered tonight extensively on Twitter at Henrico Sports. Hope you got a good chance to see our Instagram of the Douglas Freeman student section. That's right. Douglas Freeman had a rowdy student section at the Field Hockey Championship. It was nice to see that for a change. Unfortunately, they couldn't pull him through to victory. One goal, Summer Powers taking care of that early first half action, and then it was a scrum the rest of the way. Both teams with pretty good chances. One, though, of particular note in the final 7 minutes for Douglas Freeman when they got right in front of the net, right in front of Sidney Whitaker, and it was a point-blank range shot, and I thought, here we go. I was right behind the box, and I'm like, it's going to be a tie. We may go to strokes, and Whitaker just kicked that bad boy aside. Play ended. We just kept on going, and it was as if it was just another routine play, as opposed to a play that determined whether or not you win a conference championship. Sydney was so cool under fire tonight there in goal. Congratulations to her. If you want to hear conversations with both Sydney Whitaker and Summer Powers of Deep Run, as well as conversations with Francis Pugh and Maddie Nardi, of Henrico, all you got to do is go to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and search RVA Sports Network. If you would, subscribe to the page, then that way every time you go on YouTube, you can just check our page, see if we have new interviews, new features up on the page. And, of course, we send alerts out on Twitter as well when we have new interviews posted at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Chesterfield Sports, at C Field Sports for Chesterfield. So your conference champions in field hockey, Cosby in 3, Henrico in 11, Matoaka in 12, and in 20, Maggie Walker, with a win tonight, as expected, over a Midlothian team that played them better tonight than they played them in their regular season meeting when they were shut out by the Dragons, and it wasn't that close. Midlothian playing much better tonight, but just couldn't get enough offense generated and simply couldn't stop all the offensive generation of Maggie Walker. If you hope to beat Maggie Walker, you've got to keep them in that range to where you're going to win 2-1 or 1-0. If you have to win 3-2 to beat Maggie Walker, you're in trouble. And if you have to do it any higher than that, it's probably not going to happen because that's just how solid they are defensively in terms of their fundamentals and offensively with their power, their explosion, their shot-making capability. They are a sight to behold to watch. They really are. And they're going to make a big run in the 1A through 4A field hockey race down the way. All right, we are going to head into football now after we have golf and cross country and field hockey out of the way. Let's talk football for the bulk of the rest of the broadcast now here on Central Region Live. So where would you like to begin? Why don't we start with our new WHAN Radio NBC 12 Top 10 poll in case you missed it. Announced last night on the news at 6 on Tuesday and live tweeted out last night on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. And I hope if you haven't followed our new Twitter feed to get information about sports going on all across the Richmond area, make sure you follow us at the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. That's the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. And that's where you will find our top 10 polls, our Super 6 polls, exclusive information about live broadcast coming up. And we've got 3 more to announce that we're very excited about. So anyway, football, top 10 poll, new number one team. Welcome in the Highland Spring Springers. They tilted the votes finally in their favor. Hermitage had been number one 3 weeks in a row. And Hermitage, you know, last week they had Mills Godwin, a 500 team, and they beat them as we expected, soundly. Whereas Highland Springs had to go in and play what Mark called for our pregame interview on Friday, a gritty game, which is not, you know, the Springers' style of game. They like to, you know, spread it out, get those guys enrolling, get all those weapons into the match and start running up the points on you and kind of gassing your defense, and so you're not able to catch up because you just keep pouring it on and pouring it on. And Highland Springs couldn't use that ammo against the Henrico defense, but Henrico made some critical mistakes. And they're making these mistakes in games that they've won as well as lost, so they're happening consistently, bad snaps, etc., that they've got to clean up if they have any hope to make any hay in 5A South Central. But Highland Springs, because of that win, impressed enough of our voters to where the new number one team in the poll is Highland Springs. 8-0 now. Friday night, they got Atlee coming in. Here we go. What can I say? Game of the week here on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM. And, of course, online live on the RVA Sportsnet. One big thing out of 5A South this week, when the rating points finally did come out Monday afternoon, was that LC Byrd had climbed over Manchester into third place overall by a little over three-tenths of a point. Excuse me while I catch a quick sip of tea there. They are still a little less than a point and a half behind Hermitage and 5 points behind Highland Springs. But let's be hypothetical here for a moment. Let's say Atlee beats Highland Springs. And then next week, let's say LC Byrd beats Manchester. Would an Atlee team that wins 9 and beats Highland Springs and say they beat Verina and they finish at 9-1. Could either one of them, could both of them get a home game in the first round of the playoffs, get in that top four? Well, if Manchester beats LC Byrd, that would probably be the case. They probably would, and LC Byrd would have to travel on the road. But what if LC Byrd knocks off Manchester and gets all those bonus points for beating a 9-win team? Now you're looking at something different. Atlee beats Highland Springs. Hermitage runs the table. LC Byrd beats Manchester. Does LC Byrd pick up enough bonus points by beating a 9-win team that they could overcome the gap with Hermitage and take the number one seed? Could they? And I know everybody right now in football land outside of Chester, and specifically outside of Skyhawk Nation in Chester, does not like you hearing me say that there is a possibility that LC Byrd could end up with the number one seed in 5A South Central, because their home field advantage is just crazy sick. And nobody wants to have to go there in the middle, the latter part of November. And that's no big secret. That's the worst kept secret in high school football. So needless to say, LC Byrd is rooting for Atlee to beat Highland Springs to knock them out of the unbeaten. And then Byrd's going to have to take care of business first Clover Hill this week. And then they got to go beat Manchester, and they got to hope that that win is going to give them enough to catapult them above a 10-0 Hermitage team due to strength of schedule and all the bonus points you get. But don't forget, Manchester has an opportunity this week with a win over James River in a classification higher than them and a 5-win team to get more bonus points than LC Byrd will if they beat a 2-win Clover Hill team. And in the end, Manchester might sneak up and take third away from them a second time before the last week of the season when they finally show up. And then there is one wacky scenario to where Manchester and Byrd end up in the 4-5 hole. And if that happens, all that means is that after they play on November 7th, they get to turn around and play again on November 14th at the home of the number 4 seed. So that's how crazy it is in 5A South. Down below Atlee in 5th, you've got Henrico 3 points behind, tied for 6th with Douglas Freeman. Behind them, a point, 1 and 3 points behind at 25 points is Meadowbrook. And then 3 points below them in 9th is Mills Godwin. Metoica behind them at 21.875. It would take a miracle for Meadowbrook to miss the playoffs and for Godwin to get there. Don't expect to see any of that to happen. I personally think the 8 teams that are going to represent 5A South Central Region are in the top 8 as we speak. The question will be, what is going to be the pecking order? And that's what we'll determine here in the next 2 weeks. Now, 6A South. Thomas Dale holding steady, looking pretty good, in third place right now. They got a point and change lead over number 4 Forest Park. And they're looking ahead to Colonial Forge, and they're only a quarter point behind them with 2 weeks to play. Thomas Dale has a strong schedule here to wrap up the season. Of course, they get the regular season finale against Metoica, but they play at Dinwiddie on NBC12's Game of the Week on Friday night, 7 o'clock. And that's two big train engines colliding in that Thomas Dale's won 6 straight, Dinwiddie's won 7 straight. Generals haven't lost since opening night to Monacan. That was back in August 2 months ago. And, of course, Thomas Dale hasn't tasted defeat since the Hail Mary at the hands of Jalen Elliott and LC Byrd back on September the 5th. So, Dinwiddie with a win over a 6-win, 6A team would get big bonus points in the 4A South race and finally could get them into the top 8, where they've been stuck at number 9 the last couple of weeks. And of course, the 9 seed is the first team that has to go on the road in the 16-team all-in format tournament-wise there. And Dinwiddie doesn't want to go to Hanover in the first round. They want somebody to come to them. Well, they have a chance to take a giant step forward to making that a reality if they could win at home against Thomas Dale. Doesn't get any easier, though, for Dinwiddie. Next week, regular season finale, they got to go to Meadowbrook. And Meadowbrook will be on a roll looking to get their big mo going because, you know, they lost the first half of the season, really, and they've been playing catch-up to make the playoffs ever since. They know they're going to get a very, 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 very tough opponent in round one of the 5A South Central. It could be Highland Springs, which they lost to earlier in the season, 21-12. It could be Hermitage, who they lost to on a last-second gasp play in the opening game of the season, a game that Meadowbrook, frankly, should have won. So maybe it's payback time then. Maybe they have to play L.C. Byrd in the first round, or Manchester, who knows. But they've got unfinished business. First, they've got to take care of Petersburg this Friday night at home, and then they'll bring Dinwiddie in for their traditional regular season finale at home as well. All right, rest of the top 10 poll. John Marshall's at Hermitage. Hermitage now number 2 in our poll. James River, Manchester. Very intriguing matchup. James River trying to get the 6th win, trying to stay alive in 6A South. They're in a dogfight right now with Cosby and Verina and River Bend for the right to go on into the playoffs and be one of the 8 teams in that sub-region. So it's going to be a pretty wild scene there on Friday night at Manchester High School, because Manchester will be doing everything under their power to get that win and finally be perfectly positioned at 9-0, ready for the battle with L.C. Byrd. That's what they're going to be looking for. James River, on the other hand, at 5-3, 2 weeks to go. They're on the inside, and they don't want to get back to the outside looking in. River Bend, one of the teams fighting them. They play Mountain View. Mountain View is a 5A team, so it doesn't help them that they're playing a team from a smaller classification. Mountain View has their own set of worries right now in 5A North that we'll talk about in just a moment. It's going to be a dogfight in there in 6A South for the last 2 weeks of the season. One team that needs help is James River, and they could get a huge bit of it with a win at Manchester Friday night. If they beat an undefeated team, they're an 8-win team, and get those extra bonus points, it could mean James River comes very close to clinching a playoff spot with still a week to go. They would love for that to be the scenario, but they're going to plan on having to win both games to make sure that the Rapids taste the postseason this year. Would be a long time since they have tasted the success of a postseason game. They definitely can taste it now, and they want it. And so they're going to give Manchester everything they got on Friday night. We talked about number 4 L.C. Byrd at Clover Hill and number 6 Thomas Dale at number 7 Dinwiddie. Benedictine over in the BISAA, they've clinched the 1 seed in Division 1. Congratulations to them. They finish out the season on the regular schedule against Liberty Christian Academy at 1 o'clock on Saturday at home. That game, it doesn't matter about what it'll do for Benedictine. They'll be the 1 seed no matter what. Now, this game with a win by Benedictine could knock Liberty Christian out of the playoffs. It could open up the door for a St. Christopher's. Should they be able to beat Collegiate in the big game on Saturday afternoon at Grover Jones Field at 1:30? Collegiate, on the other hand, in the playoffs right now, they win, they clinch a berth, they lose, they may be out. And the last thing they want to do is lose to St. Christopher's at home on the final day of the season, and it costs them a playoff spot. That is the absolute worst-case Collegiate Cougar football program scenario. That game, 1:30 on Saturday, and WHAN Radio will have live coverage of the game on a delayed basis Sunday at 1 p.m. We will do the game as if we were live, record it, and bring you the recording of the show of the game Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Other top 10 matchups, number 9, Monacan at 6-2 against Club Midlothian. Midlothian, their final regular season game this weekend. And number 10, Hanover, Clayton Cheatham and company, bowling their way back into the top 10 after 7 rushing touchdowns by Cheatham in the last 2 weeks after his return from the hand injury suffered at Highland Springs. Their defense playing very, very well. And they're going to need to because they got to go to Verina this Friday night. And Verina, again, in that group of four, maybe five schools at the bottom of 6A South in that sub-region, dying to get positions 6, 7, and 8 to get into the postseason. Verina's got one right now. If they lose this week to Hanover, a couple of things go ways of other teams. Could possibly be Verina looking on the outside in as they get ready to host Highland Springs in their huge matchup next Friday. Some other games of note coming up this week. One time change, Lee Davis at Armstrong. That game has been moved up 30 minutes. That is a 6:30 game now. 6:30 kickoff, Lee Davis at Armstrong on Friday night. Deep run, 0-8, season to forget. They got 2 weeks to do what they can and then just kind of put a lid on it, forget about it, dig a hole in the backyard and put the football underneath it, and, you know, cover it up with dirt and move on. What else can you do? Deep run at 0-8 goes to Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry with a win over Deep Run. Won't get any extra bonus points, obviously, beating a winless team, but you get the 24 for winning, and that's what's most important, and Patrick Henry needs that. They want to stay in that position for 5A North playoffs. They're tied for 10th with Mountain View at this hour with 2 weeks to go. There's Halifax County in the mix there and a couple of other schools as well. Patrick Henry doesn't want to drop back into the 13, 14, 15, 16 positions and have to face some of the 5A North powerhouses. In the first round, a win on Friday night will help them draw a little bit closer to staying out of that ring of death, as it were, and maybe into a little more manageable matchup, maybe the 6-11 game or the 7-10 game instead. Henrico, after the loss to Highland Springs, they barely fell out, but they did fall out of our top 10. They're 6-2. They go to Glen Allen to right their ship on Friday night, try to go to 7-2, keep pace in 5A South Central. As we get set to find out at the end of next week's games who they will play in the first round of the postseason. For Glen Allen, it's a season they'd rather forget, too. 1-7, haven't won since their opener at Caroline, and this is their last chance to win at home. If they lose Friday night, they will go 0-5 against the, or I should say, in the friendly confines of Jaguar Stadium. Petersburg at Meadowbrook, we mentioned earlier. Hopewell's at Metoaka. Metoaka hanging on by a thread in 5A South. Hopewell could put an end to their season with a win. Hopewell needs a win to keep pace over in 3A East. J.R. Tucker, so tantalizingly close to pulling off the upset win against Freeman last Friday, had a chance to get some big bonus points and put themselves into the 4A South playoff race. They didn't do it. Now they get another shot when they go to Mills Godwin this Friday night. Godwin, of course, will be desperate for a win to try to stay remotely alive. Over Meadowbrook in 5A South Central. So, again, it's crazy. The new format has brought us to an era to where 20, 25 teams are playing for their playoff lives, you know, here in Week 9, where it used to be we were already down to the final 12, maybe. Colonial Heights at Prince George, good matchup in 4A. Western Albemarle at 7-1 goes to Powhatan at 7-1. Powhatan currently one spot ahead of Hanover in the 4A South standings. Cosby home to George With. That should help them break their three-game losing streak, get to 6-3, and get ready for a big match with Monacan in the last game of the regular season. Monacan will be playing for playoff position in 4A. Cosby possibly playing for their lives in 6A in that game next Friday night. Goochland's at Prince Edward, Bluestone is at Amelia, Bruton is at New Kent Saturday, Douglas Freeman is at Thomas Jefferson, Blessed Sacrament Huguenot is at Trinity Episcopal as the BISAA regular season winds down. And again, the game, St. Christopher's against Collegiate at Grover Jones Field. Ethan Greenberg will be at the game. He will broadcast the game and have the delayed coverage of that broadcast Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock on WHAN 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. We would be remiss before we wrap up this edition of Central Region Now tonight to not remind you to join us on Friday night for our game of the week. Oh my Lord. This game was the game of the year last year on all the games that we broadcast on WHAN. There were some good games that we broadcast last year, but none of them came close to topping Atlee Highland Springs in Week 9. It was a track meet. It was an air show. It was a ground attack show. There were some key defensive plays, although there wasn't a lot of defense played in that game. There was Ty Burris and the punt return and so much more. And when it was all said and done, Atlee had outlasted Highland Springs 45-42. Will it be like that this week. I think it might be a little bit tapered. It may not be quite as much of a track meet. I still expect to see 50, 60, 70 points on the board, and I expect to see a very, very, very close game. Turnovers will be key. Time of possession will be key. Which running backs get on track first and most? Think of those are the things that I'll be looking at as we climb up the spiral staircase at Highland Springs and get set to bring you the game of the week. So simple. If you want to listen to Atlee and Highland Springs on Friday night, you can do it one of four ways. Number one, listen live on WHAN Radio 102.9 FM. That's the only place that you'll be able to hear Atlee and Highland Springs live on crystal clear FM radio. So join us at 102.9 FM WHAN. We're also available at on 1430 on the AM dial. So if you like the AM, you want to listen to it on AM in Ashland, that's perfectly fine. It's also available on WHANradio.com. You can click on the Radial button to listen to the game Friday night. And, of course, you can listen live via RVA Sports Network. We'll have a link to the game on all three of our websites, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So just go there, click the Listen Live link, and off you go to listen to the game of the week at Lee and Highland Springs. We'll be talking to you from Highland Springs High School Friday night, 6:30. We'll set the stage, then we'll turn things over to Mark Davis and our conversation with him with the NBC 12 On the Sidelines preview, and then come back in time for kickoff at 7 o'clock on what promises to be a chilly Halloween night, so dress accordingly if you're on your way out to that game or any high school football game in the area. By the way, boys and girls volleyball tournaments begin on Saturday across the region. Our final boys Super 6 poll and our final girls Super 6 poll will both be announced tomorrow night. We were going to do the boys tonight, but we have decided with podcast running behind and the field hockey coverage we were doing and much more, we've decided, and we'll send a tweet out about this in just a few minutes, that we've decided we're going to post both Super 6 polls tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. That'll give us a chance to get the final scores of the regular season, give us a chance to give you our top six as we're heading into the postseason beginning on Saturday. I know I forgot to talk about something probably very important, but we have run out of time on this edition of Central Region Now. We've covered football, we've covered the playoffs, we've covered matchups where you've got teams desperate to stay in the playoffs versus teams trying to better their home field advantage position in the playoffs, be it between 3A and 5A, 5A and 6A, 6A and 4A, whatever the case may be. We've got field hockey champions in five conferences. Congratulations to all of them. Cross-country champions from across the region. Great performances in state girls golf. It's been a great last few days of high school sports. As we close, podcast next week. During our podcast, I'm going to have a conversation with Beth O'Boyle, the brand new head basketball coach for women's basketball at VCU, and she had some very interesting comments about high school basketball in the Richmond area. High school basketball fans, particularly high school girls basketball fans, don't miss next week's Central Region Now, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you. Just don't miss it. You will be very happy when you hear what you hear in our conversation with Coach O'Boyle, and we'll have it for you coming up next Wednesday. Let's go. We'll be back with another edition of Central Region Now, the podcast on Friday night, where we will run down all the Week 10 scores and highlights and playoff scenarios and where we'll stand with a week to go in the 2014 regular season. That'll all be on a new Central Region Now podcast, which we'll post a little after midnight Friday night. Of course, we send the links out on Twitter at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports as well. Rob Witham saying thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Don't forget the 80-degree weather's gone. Bundle up tomorrow. And I'll see you in the press box in Highland Springs Friday night. Let's go. Central Region Now is an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network, a division of HCS Media, LLC. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved. Let's go.